For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Friday morning. I was checking my calendar to make sure this is Friday. Yes, indeed. It is Friday morning. I hope you're doing great. I hope you had a great week, getting through a great week. Already August. I hope you've enjoyed your summer. I'm sharing how we just got back from vacation and God just wonderfully restored all of us, my family. But we did have to go to Him and want to be with Him. We were taking walks by these beautiful bubbling brooks, these creeks, and I don't know, we would just stop and reflect on God and how beautiful the bubbling water was and the rocks and the mountains and His creation. My kids went zip lining, and our daughter said that there was at one point, she said, Mom, I looked down below, probably about 200 feet in the air. She says, it was so gorgeous that, she says, it brought tears to my eyes because I kept thinking, how could someone not know there's a God and that He made all this beauty? I said, I know, babe. That's why we're doing what we do. We've got to get the word out. And there's salvation in no other name but Jesus. We just had a great time, and I want you to have a great time in God. He restores our soul, our minds, our will, our emotions, our whole life. We talked this week about ways to know if you are depleted. You say, duh, doesn't take rocket science to realize it. Yeah, but you can push some things under a rug, my friend. I do too. Until the Holy Ghost arrests me and says, stop it. If you just push it under a rug, it's only going to bite you later. I go, yes, sir, you're right. Let's deal with it now. Did I always do it that willingly? No, I've had to learn the hard way. Thank God I learned. Anyway, how does restoration take place? We talked about how God will lead you beside the still waters, the quiet waters. Matthew 11:28, He restores our soul. Come to Me, He says, if you're heavy laden or full of burden. Number two, I said, you got to acknowledge and verbalize that you need Him. Number three, reflect on what happened. What got you to be so dried out to begin with? Talk to God about it and invite Him to show you. He'll target. He'll say right there, right around that time period. Number four, how does He restore with the Word of God? Psalm 19:7, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul, restoring the soul. I tell you, I get in this Bible, I just start getting so quickened on the inside of myself, the inner man going, oh my gosh, I forgot. Oh my gosh, I need that. Oh my gosh. Before I know it, hours have gone by and I'm eating the best meal, spiritual meal in the world. Real quickly, number five, worship. Put on worship for restoration. How about this one? Rest. Don't always do anything. Give yourself permission to rest. Maybe you need to garden. Maybe you need to laugh a little bit. Have a diversion. Maybe you need to read. Sleep is a great way to restore yourself. God will meet you there. And my brethren, be spirit-led in what you do. That's a great way for restoration. Not flesh, not performing. Being moved by the Spirit of God on the inside of you. Hope you enjoyed all week. Loved being with you. Love being back. Write to me, and I can't wait to see you for the book of Ephesians in September. Have a great weekend. By His grace, we'll be back on Monday. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.